So congratulations on your selection.
Julie, thanks so much. I'm really excited about the opportunity to lead Duke Energy.
Now, when the North Carolina Utilities Commission had Duke Energy commit to hire a new CEO, they talked about wanting to restore the balance of the merger between Duke and Progress. And yet you are a longtime Duke Energy employee. So how do you think your selection as CEO fulfills the wish of the Utilities Commission?
I think the Utilities Commission is certainly an important constituent for the company, and my role, as the role of the team as well, is to continue to build on that constructive, positive relationship. And we've been at work on that relationship over the last year, and that'll certainly continue.
Do you think that your being from the Duke side of the merger makes that job more difficult, though, to mend this troubled relationship with the Utilities Commission?
You know, Julie, I don't think so. We are blessed with a number of great leaders here at Duke, and under the leadership of Lloyd Yates and his team, I think we've made great progress in our relationship, and it's certainly my commitment to the North Carolina Commission and to the chairman that I will continue building on that constructive relationship.
You have just won a rate increase for Duke Energy Progress customers, and you're pursuing one for the rest of Duke's customers in the Carolinas. Are these annual rate increases something that your customers should get used to?
We have no expectation of annual rate increases. Julie, our work with these rate increases was really dictated by the investment that we've made over the last 5 years to modernize our system. And this is the last round of rate cases that will be necessary in order for us to put these investments into rates. So we understand the importance of balancing rate increases. We understand the challenge it presents for customers, and it's our commitment to continue to keep our costs as low as possible.
So what is the big challenge for you taking the helm at this point when much of the sort of merger drama has been resolved with regard to the investigation by the Utilities Commission and some of the integration that's been taking place?
You know, my priority will be on ensuring a smooth transition, Julie, really building on the momentum that the company has demonstrated over the last year. I will also spend my time on relationships, building on those relationships, establishing new ones as I get out into our jurisdictions, meeting with regulators and customers and key legislators. So my hope is that as we move forward, we just continue to build on the great momentum that Duke has demonstrated.
You've been in the utility industry for many, many years, at least a decade, and this is a male-dominated industry. In fact, the business industry, you will be one of only 21 female CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. So what challenges have you faced related to your gender in climbing the corporate ladder in this industry?
You know, I've been a first a number of times, Julie, but it has never been a focus. Rather, I've gotten to work on the priorities of the job, and I'll do that again here. I've been blessed to have a number of important mentors during my career, and I've also mentored both men and women, and that's something I have a passion for and hope to continue in my new role.
Ms. Good, thank you very much for your time.
Julie, thank you. My pleasure.